And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
And tonight, as promised, is another flashback night, our third in a series, as we count down the shows. 20 left after tonight, or 19? 20 shows left of the Phil Hendry Show after tonight. 20. And for those of you just joining the program, the best way to actually get up to speed on it is to go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. The website will remain alive and functional and organic and breathing and living and throbbing and all those words that you like, bud.
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah, huh? And it will be a place to go to find out the new projects that we're involved in, whether it be in television or film or literary, or say I run for office. Let's say I run for president. Why, stranger things have been done. Well, I can just put my little campaign platform there. In any event, mostly, though, it'll be a place where you can go and get the comedy that we create on the radio and wherever else. And you need your backstage pass. It's $6.95. And for $6.95 a month, baby, it's a beautiful thing. You can join the Clear Channel website for $5.95 a month, can't you? So, see, it just goes to show you what's on the Clear Channel website is a buck less. It's like a dollar cheaper than what we give you. Now, I'm just telling you, that's the price. Anyway, tonight is our flashback night. We have lots and lots of emails from people who want to hear bits before we broadcast our final show on the 23rd of June. And forgive me, but we're going to start the show tonight with a flashback request, not from a listener so much as a member of our staff, but he's a great guy by the name of Doug Jones. He's our webmaster, and Doug has also assisted me writing a lot of bits like Mark has down through the years. And Doug is a strange cat. He's got a weird sense of humor. He's
all messed up.
He's very messed up. So, and here is Doug's request, and it says, and he addressed it to Mark. He says, "Hey, Mark, this is an impromptu one-off that Phil wrote during his cigarette break right before he went back on the air one night. It's Harvey Wireman and Jeff Dowder from September 12th, 2005, where Wireman went to Disneyland and was upset that Dowder sat next to him on the Haunted Mansion ride and proceeded to light up a joint. Thanks, Doug Jones." I can't wait to hear this one, Doug, because I don't remember it, but it is from September of 2005, Harvey and Jeff on the Haunted Mansion ride. Now, let me get on the phone here. Harvey Wireman, Mr. Wireman, thank you for joining us on late notice. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Jeff Dowder, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, sir.
Okay.
Hold on. I was, my understanding was, are we on the air, sir?
Yes.
All right. I didn't know that I was going to be on with this guy. I wanted to talk to you.
Well, you know, I've got a right to the freedom of the speech.
What's the problem?
The problem is, Mr. Hendry, that I wanted to tell you why I want to file a lawsuit against this guy that is going to make him bleed every time he urinates for years. And now you've got...
See, Mr. Henry, that's the kind of hostility...
Would I be allowed to talk without it talking?
All right, let me give some background. Mr. Dowder, I'm going to put you on hold. Go ahead, Mr. Wireman, because you're right. We failed to tell you that we wanted to get his side at...
I didn't know that he was going to be on with me.
All right, tell me what happened.
What happened was this. I like to go to Disneyland, and I heard you mentioning Disneyland.
Yes, sir.
I enjoy going there by myself. I went on a ride that is called the Haunted Mansion ride. Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
All right. I went on the ride, and I always asked them, please let me have my own car by myself. I don't like to sit with people. And
Tell people the reason for that.
I don't want...
Just tell them.
Because when you go by that one thing that makes it look like there's ghosts sitting with you, it messes it up if there's two other people in the car.
All right.
So I guess that makes me gay, huh?
No, man, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. I can hear in the silence... In the silence of your voice, I can hear you screaming, how gay is that? Now, I went on this car, and they put this guy with me, who proceeds to light up a marijuana joint.
Okay.
I get a call. I asked the gentleman. Excuse me. I asked the gentleman to put it out. He refused.
Okay.
I got a contact high, or what they call a contact high, and I went over and began to eat cotton candy over here at the Country Bear Jamboree. And I have the tape recording, if I could play that.
Go ahead.
This is recorded, and I taped this because I knew I was stoned.
When you say contact high, this guy...
The guy was smoking the joint right next to me.
In the Haunted Mansion ride?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Now, I got a contact high, and here I am. Three. Yeah, this guy's smoking dope. What? I'm stoned, that's why. Give me three. Hey. Get away. Don't take the kid, take mine.
All right, sir. That's $2.
All right. God. I am so PO'd right now. You wouldn't believe this guy. I'm over on the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Give me two blues and a pink one. Two blues and a pink one, yeah. Anyway, this guy, he's smoking a joint.
What are you eating, a pink one? What's with you and a cotton candy? What, are you queer?
I'm not queer. I'm stoned, I told you. God, bugs me. All right, so that's it.
And boy, you sure do sound tense for a guy that's stoned.
Yeah, well.
All right, Mr. Doubter, did you hear all of that?
Yes, I did, sir.
Do you want to comment?
Yeah, I most certainly do want to comment.
Wait a second. Wait, what is this? Am I doing a round table here? I thought...
Hold on, I want to hear this guy's side.
There is no side. He lights up a joint in violation of California and federal law. I get a contact high. I'm eating cotton candy, and I'm diabetic. Okay?
Yeah, we're listening, man. I mean...
What do you mean, we? What's this we? You got a turd in your pocket? I'm telling you...
Hold, Mr. Wireman, you're going to have to let this guy say what he's going to say.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, my name is Jeff Doubter. I live in Temple City, California. And anyway, I had come in possession of some strawberry kush, which is pretty... I don't know if you're aware of that.
Listen to this jackass. Is this...
Well, can I just let me... Jeff, get to the point. Did you light up a reefer in Haunted Mansion?
Yes, sir, I did. For religious purposes.
Listen to this bullcrap.
Hold on. You lit up a joint.
Yes, sir, I did. At that time, I informed the guy that they had sat it down with me. That
no, they didn't sat it me down with you. They put you in with me.
No, I believe I was in my own coffin car, and that's my understanding.
Jesus, this guy is... I bet you he's high right now. And the fact that you put me...
I want to hear the story.
Okay, I got in, and then we went past the dancing ghosts, and... And I always love to do this, and I always do love it. When you go backwards like you're going down into your grave, that's when I usually spark it. And
does that go along with your recollection?
I don't. What does he mean, spark it?
When he lit the joint.
Yeah, when you go. Yeah, we were going backwards into our grave, and I said to him,
and he used profanity also, which totally harshed the vibe that I was trying to stimulate out. And then,
can I say something?
Yeah.
As the thing goes back and you're being buried, is I enjoy that. And when he lit this marijuana joint, I looked at him. I said, "What in Christ are you doing?" And he said to me, and he looked at me like a real dummy. He had this talk about dumb. And
see how he's judging me and categorizing me. And
well, you did.
Well, I didn't do.
All right, forget about what he looked like. So you light up. This gentleman says to you to put it out.
Yeah, he did ask me to put it out, and I told him I would if it wasn't for religious purposes. And
yeah, are you ready for that? He said to me, relax. I said, what do you mean? He says, because it's... He said some hippie crap that I don't remember. And I got stoned, and then I walk off this ride. I'm rat-assed, and I go over and I eat cotton candy with a full diabetic coma coming on at about 6 o'clock that night. Now, when I sue you, Mr. Doubter, and I am an attorney, by the way.
Yeah,
I believe that, man. When I sue you... You'll pee blood for a month. And I can tell...
All right, that doesn't solve any problems. First of all, Mr. Doubter, you should not have been smoking marijuana. It's in violation of the law. Secondly, at Disneyland, it's nuts. Third, at the Haunted Mansion, I mean, people stopped doing that 20 years ago. Are you crazy?
Well, I don't really go along with no crowds. I do what I feel is spiritually proper. And another thing, he was really hostile, man. And so I'm blasting what is probably the finest kush. I mean, the rosin, you know, is it...
Don't tell me about the quality of the weed you're smoking.
Well, the fact is, and you know how those talking gravestones and everything? I laugh until I weep. But because I got grandma here, everything was bad. Everything was bad.
Yeah, everything was bad. Then I get off this ride, I go over, I'm eating cotton candy, candied apples. For an entire day, I'm wandering around with candy apple stain on me.
So you had the munchies, huh?
I'm sorry?
You had the munchies.
You didn't know what that is.
I don't, what do you mean?
You had the freaking, you're eating a lot because you're stoned.
Yes, that's exactly right. I got home, my daughter was there with my grandson. She said I had bits of like candied apple nuts stuck to my face. I had a candy apple stain on the front of my shirt. My hair was disheveled. I had a chocolate streak down my cheek. I had Hershey's wrappers. I was thoroughly embarrassed.
Yeah, well, that still doesn't... I'm out probably about $400 for this ounce of weed.
All right, there's nothing I can do for you there. So you're going to sue him for what?
I'm going to sue him for getting me stoned. And I know that that's never been done, but I'm going to try it.
I'm going to sue you for getting me stoned?
Yes. I didn't want to. He made me.
Oh, yeah, I made you, man. I made you. You didn't smoke any of the weed.
You lit it up in the same coffin car as me.
All right, look it. This is going to have to be something that is solved
later. Yeah, solved later on. Yeah, we got to go to a commercial break. Yeah, I get it. That's fine, Mr. Henry, but just remember, you're an accessory by having this guy on, because just listening to him is getting me high.
That is a flashback from September of 2005, Doubter and Wireman. I always like hearing those guys together, but the fact that Doubter got Wireman high, he gave him a contact high at the Haunted Mansion ride, and just imagining Harvey coming home to his daughter and grandson with cotton candy stains on him. Beautiful stuff. So that's our first flashback request, and tonight is flashback request night. For those of you who've emailed us requests, we're going to try to get to all of them before our final broadcast on June 23rd. Tonight we're going to load up as well. By the way, our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. If you're emailing new flashback requests, I don't know if we'll get to all of the new ones, but the ones that we have backlogged, we're going to certainly work on that. Tomorrow is our poker tournament, the Phil Henry Celebrity No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament. It's going to be at 4:15 at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens, and I'll be there along with a host of celebrities. Christopher Titus is going to be there. Nicole Sullivan. Who else? Ryan Stiles is going to be there. You got the list there of all the guys? I should announce who's going to be with us. Playing poker for my friend's place. For those of you who have entered, cool. If you haven't, go to www.thebike.com, www.thebike.com for information. There's a $200 buy-in. There is also a $30 entry fee. So this is for people who, you know, play poker, like to play poker, and are serious about it. I don't know how good anybody is. I'm sure there's going to be a few people there that are just stoned, unconscious, but c'est la vie, baby. That's tomorrow at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens. More flashbacks coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
By the way, the guys we got tomorrow are celebrity poker players. We got Nicholas Gonzalez. We got Josh Molina, from West Wing. Eric Milligan, Ryan Stiles, Nicole Sullivan from, Mad TV, King of Queens, Christopher Titus. I'm going to be there going table to table, glad handing, table hopping, and then laying down and taking a nap. Now, another request from Ducky. Woohoo! Says, hey, Phil, I got hooked to the show a couple of years ago down here in San Diego, where Vernon Dozier was talking about how he doesn't accept crying on his team. I almost wrecked my car when Vernon talks of going into a Florida bar. Oh, I haven't heard this one in a long time, man. When Vernon talks about going into a Florida bar full of African Americans back when he was in the service and says, any of you boogies got a light? He didn't cry when he got beat. Thanks, Ducky. Here it is. This is Vernon proving what a man he is.
Hey, Coach. Name's Tom.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm a vet, too, and I'm going to tell you.
Oh, you're not a vet.
Of you, I'm listening
Everybody's
to you.
A vet all of a sudden.
Well,
are you a veteran?
I can back it up. Well, hey, I don't see where you're a vet and where you're proving it.
Well, you ain't proven you're a vet enough to be a coach. You ain't proved you're a vet.
I can certainly pull my papers out and show them, but I'm telling you.
Were you in Vietnam or someplace like that?
You think you're a bad boy. You think you're a bad boy.
Hey, I got my
butt. You're a coach, you're doing all, so you don't cry. Kids are kids, and they're allowed to grow up. They should be allowed to grow up and express their pain and whatever they feel and all this other stuff.
Oh, come on, you don't deserve to be a coach. Do you coach kids?
You coach kids. You don't have the right to be a coach.
Why not?
If you want to be a big bad boy and teach somebody not to cry, and you're talking about our military, why don't you go join the military, find out what it's like, and maybe they'll let you try to train these troops to be a man and where they won't cry when they're getting shot at, whatever.
When you say you're a vet, were you a vet in Nam or Pinky's Animal Hospital? Because
why do you got to disrespect these guys?
Because look,
Pinky's Animal Hospital, let me tell you something. I don't need your kind of criticism, whatever you want to call it, out here.
Hey, Tom, let me.
This is Phil Hendry. To be a damn
sir,
coach.
Every
you
Wednesday
don't
morning,
any of these things, fellas.
I want to ask you if, in the military that you were in, if anybody could take this kind of pain, then I'll respect it. Every Wednesday morning, my wife backs a Cadillac Escalade out of our garage right over my hand. I put my hand on the garage floor and have her
you,
back.
Sir, are a complete and total idiot.
Oh, I'm an idiot because I can take pain and I don't cry.
You do not deserve a position as a teacher to teach children anything because the simple fact is, why do you want to teach a child what it's like
to start? You're telling me that you allow a mule to kick you in a private area, you have your wife back a car over your hand, and you purposefully went into a bar and got beat up by six guys. Why would we consider you to be anything other than insane?
I'm able to take pain and not cry, and these guys are talking about crying, and they're in the military, and you're criticizing me?
Coach, I want to tell you something.
Why are you doing that?
If I was a kid's father, you would not be a teacher of any sort when I was done with you. I can assure you that. I'd go to every experiment I could to get you out of a teaching system and put you somewhere where you really deserve to be.
Look, Tom, you say you're a vet. I think I got a hairball. Can I come in and...
He said he's a veteran of the military, not a veterinarian.
Oh, all right.
I'm a veteran, as in U.S. Navy. And you want to talk about Navy boys and
certain
weather? Why don't you... Why don't you join the military and go out there and really find out what it's like to be in the military?
Why do I need to be in the military? My wife backs a car over my hand.
Listen to this
guy.
Well,
you're such a big bad boy that maybe that's what we need in
Iraq. I don't need to be in the military. I got a mule to kick me in the Royal American. Hey, Tom, here's what
you
like.
Tell you something, fella.
In the Navy, you can meet a lot of guys in the Navy.
You know what? I think this guy's flipped.
I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
You go over there, Iraq, even as
a
civilian, you would not survive.
Well, wear those interesting pants.
But you don't have what it takes.
Tom, thank you very much for your call.
In the Navy.
Shut this guy off.
There it is, Vernon Dozier, by request, a flashback from days gone by. Ah, yes. Our wonderful show. That's Vernon. He was talking about how, well, you heard the whole setup. He doesn't cry. I forgot about the part where his wife backs the car over his hand, though. What do we have?
He's on a phone. You got a tape.
What?
He's on a phone. You have a tape of him.
Dozier's on the phone?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on for a minute, man, because I don't know if we're going to have enough time for this, but Mr. Dozier is on the phone. Apparently, he's got a tape recording of his wife backing the car over his hand. Why I want to hear this, I don't know. Mr. Dozier?
Yes, sir.
Why do I need to hear this?
Well, I think the reason why you need to hear it, Phil, is simply this. I've had about enough listening to people tell me that I'm some kind of a lunatic. It's very, very... I do it. It helps me focus. And...
All right, what are you going to play for us?
I've got a tape recording of this is my wife, Bertha, and she will back the car over my hand. So let me just go ahead and I can roll the tape right now for you. You can hear it.
Go ahead, honey.
Yeah!
Feels good.
All right, that's from last week.
You're a psycho, man. Hey, by the way, are your hands okay?
Just one hand.
You mean it's the same hand she backs over every week?
That's right. And is it okay? Yeah, it's fine. It's a pretty nice spatula, as a matter of fact. Okay, it's not just a hand, but I can flip burgers with it. Well, I guess you're jealous.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Get out of here with that, bud. Why do you still have that on?
Just want to know what he's going to do.
He already did it, okay? He played the tape of him getting his hand run over. You know, he had a hookup with Pat Robertson. There's a thing on the Drudge Report today. Robertson, you know, the Reverend Pat Robertson, the guy who's... I mean, the guy's been on TV a long time, so I got a... Anybody that's got a hit show that lasts for years is okay in my book. And Robertson keeps on keeping on, baby. He claims that he leg-pressed 2,000 pounds. Now, a leg press, if you've been, many of you in the gym, you know those leg machines? You know how you hold the thing down there and you press it, and generally you hear guys in those machines doing things like Vernon going, that. Robertson says he leg pressed 2,000 pounds, and apparently there's a video of it. But I don't want to watch it, because I guarantee if he leg pressed 2,000 pounds, his head exploded. Got something like that. Time now for another flashback request. This is from Burn Dog in Detroit. Burn Dog says, Phil, here's one of my favorite flashbacks. Margaret Gray has to call a hotel in Syria looking for Saddam Hussein prior to his being found, of course, in a spider hole. So she wants to call a hotel in Syria looking for Saddam Hussein, and this is prior to he was actually found in a spider hole in Iraq. I don't know what this is about, but let's listen to it. It's from 04, April of 04. It's Margaret and Saddam.
I'm calling internationally, and I don't know if I'll get the hotel code. Does your residence in Syria? Good morning. This is the United States calling. Is this the hotel code? Does your...
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about some amenities, if I could.
Sorry?
Could I have your concierge, please? I want to ask about amenities.
What you want?
Yes, I'd like to talk to you about the features in your hotel. I'm coming to Syria in a month on a book tour, and I wanted to know what your hotel has. Should I decide to stay there? That's all I'm asking.
You want to reserve here?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation there. Should I get the front desk, sir?
So, one room, $76.
I see, $76. Do you have continental breakfast?
What in months? What's the period?
I'd like to stay for 2 weeks. I'll be in and around the Latakia area. Then I'll be traveling on to Damascus. And I'd like to be there in early September 2003. So that would be between September 1st, September 15th.
Oh, never mind. Go in Damascus, and Sham Hotel in Damascus.
Oh, I see. But
from there.
Yes. All right. But I'd like to stay at your hotel. Are you in Latakia, sir?
Yes, but there is a manager there to be the main reservation.
Oh, I see. Can
in
you
Damascus?
Can you give me that number, dear?
Just a moment.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. All for a lousy radio bit.
Shh, just do it, okay?
You know, this is so morning show of you.
Just let me hear.
I feel so stupid. What am I supposed to say to him?
Just let me hear.
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hello?
Yes.
223-231-00. No. 223.
Yes.
Yeah, again, 223.
Yes.
2300.
2300. Thank you very,
in
very...
In Damascus.
Yes, I'll call Damascus forthwith. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, reservation, yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry I had Szechuan chicken. Sure. Thank you. Thank you. Well, what do you want me to do?
All right, hang up.
You know something, Phil? Getting sucked into your stupid little phone games.
I just want to see what the guy is saying, because that's where Saddam Hussein is supposed to be saying.
Oh, okay. Hi, is Saddam Hussein staying there? God damn you. Should I start calling you Mr. D's?
Look it, Margaret.
Oh, okay, Rick.
I wanted to find out.
Yeah, Rick, is it, what is it, 59 D's Grease right now?
I just want to know if the guy was there.
You didn't want to know if the guy was there. You wanted to mess with a poor civil servant, some poor night clerk in a hotel someplace in Syria. That's what you wanted to do. And
no, I did not. I wanted to, you know...
You wanted to make a fool out of a man that works for a living. That's what you wanted to do. And sure, Phil, he'll cut you. He'll connect you right to Saddam Hussein's room. Hold on, please, while you make an ass out of me. Well, I tell you what, Rick, I got to be going now. And
okay, Ellen.
You really know how to hit below the belt, don't you?
There it is. You know, Margaret was right. It was a stupid idea, and of course, I put her up to it. That is Margaret calling the hotel in Syria where Saddam supposedly was holed up, and of course, later he was found in that spider hole. And she ripped me a new one, as only she can. Time now for another flashback. Phil, this comes to us from Eric Robertson. Raj Faneen used to sing this song, Saw an American, which always cracked me up. One time he had his son on the phone who sang it with him. Could you find this clip and play it for us? I'd love to hear it again. Eric Robertson from Chicago. And I'll tell you what this is about is Raj believes that Americans are really funny with their fast food. He thinks that of all of the things that we complain about, of all of the things that we make fun of other people, he says, we really ought to take a look at ourselves with this fast food fixation we have and our supersizing everything. So here's Raj with his son singing Saw an American.
Yeah, Daddy.
Okay, here we go. One, two, and a one, two, three. Saw an American and Mickey D's stuffing his face with a quarter pounder and cheese. Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
For the fat burger, too, Americans break. Dip their fries in the chocolate shake. Whoa, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, yeah. Woo. Uh-huh. And then the Yankee loves the Okie dog. Spend an hour in the bathroom and something went wrong. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Whoa, yeah.
Okay.
Panda Express, you always go. Double sweet and sour chicken. I'm ready to blow. Whoa, yeah. All right.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what? You're adopted. Suck on that.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This is weird. I don't know if you're even interested, but it interests me for some reason. Hunters bagged a bear in the Northwest Territory of Canada recently, and it was a cross between a grizzly and a polar bear. Apparently, the bear had long claws on the humpback of a grizzly, but it had the white fur of a polar bear, and it's real weird. And they shot this thing, killed it, and probably the only one that exists. All right, way to go. Yeah. Stuff it, man, and stick it in the bar, I guess. I'm not taking calls, bud, because I'm doing a thing.
We don't even want to talk.
Yes, sir, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, your comment about I was listening to your flashback this evening, but did you say they killed a polar bear and a grizzly?
Yes. Some hunters claim that?
Yeah, that's a load of...
Why?
Why? A polar bear will take your face clean off. A grizzly will do to your genitals what that Bakersfield chimp did. You put a polar and a grizzly together, and it'll kill everything in sight. I think they're liars. And are they Canadians?
What?
The hunters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're lying. Lying, thieving Canadians. They lie and thieve. Lie and thieve. Anyway, I wanted to talk to Rusty Humphreys.
Get out of here. Time now for another flashback. Phil, your show has provided many hours of laughs for me while I do homework at Valparaiso University in Valparaiso, Indiana. One of my favorite bits was when Steve Bozell was suing his friends who were laughing at him because he said that all we needed to do to find bin Laden was to follow the James Bond villains. Thanks. Thanks, Ian. Here's Steve Bozell and how to catch bin Laden. Just take a look at those Bond movies.
Steven, all I got to say is you need to grow up and get a life. You are a lousy father suing your son for, you know, laughing at you. sir, I am laughing at so derisively. You know,
the word is derisive.
You know, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're wasting everybody's time. You're wasting the court's time because somebody laughed at you and you didn't like it, and you want to go get the FBI to put you in a protective witness program. You're an idiot.
Well,
you're a blooming idiot.
Your argument is all name calling. My argument is based on law.
Your argument
which says
is based
that
on
I can sue as a result of someone infringing on my free speech.
You know what? I'll tell you what, pal. If you came after me, I'd go after you and your lawyer. I'd own your house and she'd be disbarred.
Yeah. What are you going to sue me for? What'd I do to you? See,
you know, say if I was one of those guys in your garage.
Oh, they can't touch me because they were on my property when they did it too.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're a loser. You're a loser.
Really?
You're wasting everybody's time.
Okay, fine.
With stuff. Why don't you grow up and get a life?
I care about
why
my
don't
country.
You grow up and get a life? I care about my
well,
country
that's original.
Too. You're a poor example. You're sending a very poor example to your son.
No, I'm teaching him how to step. How
no,
to step
you're,
up and
you're
stand
setting
up for
a very poor example.
I was in
you're
my workshop.
You're an idiot father. You're an idiot husband. And this is not. This
well,
is
you're
not
an idiot.
The way.
And
this
I,
is not the way to give your son an example of a man and what men do. You know,
you know what?
Be big enough
if you want to be sitting there when Bin Laden comes for your wife and kids, you can just sit there and keep on watching TV,
you
man.
Know, you're, you know,
I'm going to be doing something about it, okay?
Well, you know, we're
guys
all doing
like
something
you,
about it.
You're the kind of guy that'll sit there and
no,
store right through a home invasion
burglary.
You're going
to sue somebody because you don't like what they said.
Yeah, you know what you do?
You're
going
to sue somebody because you don't like what they said.
You want to throw
that's
down?
A very immature.
No,
very immature attitude. You need to grow up, pal.
I wouldn't
you need
be
get a life.
I wouldn't be talking smack to a man who's, you know, I sound like I'm probably younger than you.
Yeah, I'm 59.
Yeah, well, you want to throw down with me, that's fine.
you know, you're an idiot. You're
an idiot.
I'm an idiot. And you know what?
Yeah. I bet you say that word like you know how to spell
you.
It.
You know,
Mr.
everybody's laughing at you on the air.
Hey,
we're
no,
all
they're
laughing
at me
you.
Off the air. I'm the one that's on the air. They're laughing at me off the air. What a
no,
we're,
I'm laughing
you're the
at
idiot.
You on the air. I'm laughing at you on the air.
Yeah, but they're laughing at me off the air, not on the air.
Huh?
What are you talking about? They're laughing at me on the air. They're not on the air.
Everybody's listening to you and laughing. They're saying, what
right.
an idiot.
But that shows
what
an you're
idiot.
An idiot.
You know,
okay,
you're
an
crazy.
Idiot.
Why don't you do
no,
something with your life?
Okay, gentlemen.
No, he's an idiot.
No. Just listen. It's name calling, okay?
Look, I was in my workshop working on a magazine rack I was making out of balsa with my wife, April, with a Freddy Krueger mask come on up behind me, and she goes, I'm the Al-Qaeda, ooh, like that, making fun of me all the while.
So what, are you going to sue your wife, too?
When I care about my
country... Are you
going
to sue your wife, too? You're suing your son. Why don't you sue your wife?
Would you sue your wife for that, sir?
Why don't you
I
sue
will.
Your wife? You're suing your son. Why don't you sue your wife, too?
Would you sue your wife, Mr. Bozell?
I will discuss it with my lawyer, yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Oh,
dude.
You got to be kidding me. You are...
At
you're
least
a loser.
I don't know what else to say. I don't have the right to discuss it with my lawyer. Okay.
No. Are you going to sue your wife?
I want to discuss with
Are you going to sue your wife for coming up behind you in a Freddy Krueger mask?
You could kiss the devil's private area.
That's I ain't heard that one in a while. Steve Bozell wanting to sue because they were making fun of him. He felt there were keys to finding Bin Laden in James Bond movies. More flashback requests coming up on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You are nothing more than a liar.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
If there's a flashback we haven't gotten to, if there is a bit of a show that you wanted to hear again, you can still email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. Our last broadcast of the Phil Hendry Radio Show ever will be June 23rd. And after that, it's on to other projects. And for those of you who have not been a part of our, audience, you can still listen to the bits that we did do and the radio shows that we did perform on our website, phs@philhendryshow.com. But if there's a bit for those of you who are longtime fans you want to hear again, phs@philhendryshow.com. In fact, we got an email right here from Steve. He says, Phil, you're killing me by quitting. I'm an Inglewood homicide cop, and my kid Matt got your backstage pass a couple of years ago. You're the only Democrat we can stomach. You always stand up for our troops. Your homie Dems are nuts. Are there any adults in your party? Anyway, Jesus, I didn't know that was in there. Anyway, I got to ask you to send props to my boy Matt one last time before you sign off. He's a Marine. You sent him a signed photo when he was in boot camp, and you got him into a little bit of trouble with the drill sergeants. It was worth it. You're a hero to him. He's in Cuba at the moment. He will hang with your website as long as it's around. P.S. You just slammed the Dixie Chicks. You rule. You're truly the only Democrat with a brain. I thought this guy's going to request something.
He did.
Well, where is it?
Well, he must not have got around to it.
Well, how do you know he's going to request something, man, if he didn't write it down?
Well, I thought he was.
It's just a bunch of... thank you, sir. Don't forget our poker tournament tomorrow at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens. There's still time to come and have some fun. www.thebike.com. www.thebike.com. We'll see you tomorrow at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens. More flashback requests coming up.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.